Mr. Roboto, come on, arigato, Mr. Roboto, come on, arigato, Mr. Roboto, come on, arigato, Mr. Roboto.
So, like, isn't tomo arigato like thank you in Japanese?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's like thank you, Mr. Roboto.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I was more of a hard rock sticks guy. This was on the borderline. And I still love Lady and Babe.
Yes.
But I'm more of a Tommy Shaw rock and roll getting its way in sticks, kind of sticks fan. Who isn't a fan of Ashley T. Caldwell?
The Modern Connection with Ashley T. Web Wednesday.
Totally.
I mean, that's a beat we can all drop. Let's talk about Facebook releasing all the data, code, and research tied to their artificial intelligence software to the public to see what open source technology and ideas will spring forth. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so this is neat. So we've been talking about artificial intelligence a lot.
Hold on, before we get started. I know you're trying to bounce with the baby, and you're standing up at the mic, and she's being fussy now that we're on. Hey, come here. Harper,
come here.
I'm a little baby duck. Quack, quack, quack. I'm a little baby duck.
She's like, just
she gets upset when Box isn't entertaining.
But that's what I'm saying. Bring her to me. I will be the fool.
This can be an interesting test.
But I know I've got a patented formula here. Come here, Harper. You can watch your mom work. Wait a second. I got the duck. A duck says quack.
Quack,
quack, quack. Whitney Houston says crack.
Crack, crack, crack.
She's signing for more, so she wants more.
You want more? We're sitting behind the microphone talking about the modern connection.
She loves it.
She does love it. You should see this smile. So, like we were talking about, artificial intelligence is something that we've been kind of predicting as being a really big trend this year, right? We've mentioned it several times. And so Facebook is releasing all of their data and technology and code to the public and trying to make it open source to get some more research into the area of this technology. And everybody's familiar with this technology on Facebook. Essentially, when you upload photos, Facebook will suggest that you tag a friend, and it can actually recognize people's faces based on technology, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. Where it'll be tag people, and then it automatically pops up. It's
exactly
crazy. Yeah.
And then the user just has to approve Facebook suggestions. So this is also the same technology that Facebook actually released for blind people this year, that you basically can upload a photo and then Facebook will tell you that it'll give you a description of the photo. Like two people are smiling with wearing sunglasses with the sky, outdoor water, for example. So if you are blind, you can use Facebook just like anybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
For sure. So one day we're saying that image recognition could actually make searching through your memories a snap. So Google Photos, if you have that app downloaded, you can actually use search in a term like, say, pictures of me smiling to get results of all the photos that you're tagged in, which is really cool. And Facebook is saying that there's also business potential here. So eventually you're going to be able to snap, let's say, like a pair of jeans, and you'll be able to see where to buy it. And you can also maybe take a photo of like your breakfast and see which has the most protein based on what the tech identifies as the ingredients.
This is just the first step. We really are living in the last days. This is the beginning of the end when robots walk the earth and we're scared and we stay in our homes and there's martial law, you know?
Well, we'll see. But artificial intelligence is cool. And Facebook is really taking this deep learning. That's really what this is all called. And they're applying it in really cool ways. And I cannot wait to see what they do. Of course, there are a couple blurred lines, like what does this actually mean? You know, what's legal? How does this work? And so far, Facebook and Google have actually required humans to make the final call on putting a name to the face, though. So you can't, for example, neither Facebook or Google Photos will attach your name to a photo and upload it without consent. So we're still protected.
There we go. Eventually, until somebody blows the lid off the whole thing and it's like RoboCop. And what are you doing? I think, I don't know what it is exactly you're reaching for, Harper. But
you were such a good Uncle Box.
So good. What? Yeah?
Oh,
man. Well, you know what? She held on while it was important. Get the That's segment good. Out there.
Good stuff.
We're Facebook Live.
Oh, we are Facebook Live. There we go. baby girl. There we go. All right. So I make a great uncle and a terrible morning show host, but I do know great companies and great talent when I see it. Ashley T. Caldwell of The Modern Connection. Come back over really quickly and plug your business.
Sure. So you can always reach us online at themodernconnection.com, or you could give us a call, 843-718-2988. And thank you for having me and Harper Grace today. We appreciate it.
I'm so glad you could come, and I know it was kind of a pita to get here today, so we appreciate the pain and the extra effort today.
Harper, of course.
Harper, you're just a sweet baby, and you can come by anytime. Uncle Box has your back.